Synergy Shakti, 2009, Women Artists Camp, Lourdes, Landmann Malpica.
The project I had is to bring some pictures of parts of the bodies of my friends, and I wanted her to share this adventure here with me. So there were many friends that didn't give me anyone because they had a bad vision of their body. They say, I don't want to give to you because my body is too ugly and I'm not so beauty or things like that. Some of them only gave me one hand, some of them only an ear, and some of them also, only gave me when they were pregnant. And it's interesting to see that in fact, a woman has to find her own vision of the body between a sexual bomb and a mother. And you have to find your own vision of the body. And sometimes, so this woman wanted to show their body because they were pregnant, so it was okay.
Because they thought that was a beautiful...
That's beautiful when you are pregnant, but otherwise, they are more ashamed to do it.
Because they can need to be sexy or nothing.
Yes, or nothing. Yeah. So it's interesting that kind of... To show how the woman talk, how they see their bodies, in fact.
And that they actually feel beautiful when they're pregnant.
Yes, and also what they show or what they hide. So I did this one with all the pictures they gave to me.
Lovely materials hanging
yes.
down.
It's with laces because for the sexy lingerie.
Beautiful.
And about ornamental also when you want to put your body in the best face.
Did you take these photos or were they given
to
you?
No, they were given to me. I want her to give me the pictures.
Okay.
What pictures? You see, this is a friend of mine, which is very proud of her body. And she does lap dance and things like that.
We have a strong situation.
Yeah, yes. And she was very proud. I asked her to give me a picture. And also, you know, some women feel that they need to use their body to seduce and to have what they want to have in this world. Yeah. So it's interesting to see the different view.
The different views.
Yes, different view of the cultural view of the woman body. And also the individual view you have. I'm Peruvian, so in Peru you don't show your body. You have not to show. You have to hide it. Even when you wear underwear, it must be in cotton, not in lace, because otherwise you are a bad girl. And and when I arrived in France, I saw that French people were very comfortable with their bodies. It was for me a first shock.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know what to be, where to be, if I went to the Peruvian way or the... So it's interesting to see how the culture also affects on that vision you have to your body.
How women feel about their bodies as
yes,
well.
Yes, it's really interesting to see this link between mother and woman and sexy woman, and you have to choose, as I told you. And if we try to ignore the sexuality, for example, in Peru, because when you are a mother, it's okay, it's nice, you are like...
You can do anything.
You can do anything, you have a high degree in the culture. But it's like it must have been done without sexuality.
So
how can it be?
Yeah.
You cannot ignore that.
Like Virgin Mary.
Yes. So the conclusion is that you have to make your own decision between what was given to you by the culture and what you see around you, and you don't have to follow something, but just feel in the middle and try to find your own vision of your body, my body. And that's why I work also on the transparency, because I want to be transparent to myself, not to try to
hide anything
to me. Huh? Mm. Because it's easy to hide to the others, but not to
yourself.
Yes, not to myself.
Okay, so that's what this curtain means. It's a transparent curtain.
Yes.
And these patterns, do they symbolize anything?
This painting is disclose your senses. your senses. You have to liberate them and not to hide them. And so this is when you touch, this is when you see, this is when you kiss.
I see, with the eyes and the handprints.
It's all the movement that create that you are a human being, person here on the earth. Because it's like I had, by these paintings, I try to be in peace with my incarnation.
Incarnation?
Yes.
Okay.
Because otherwise I would like to be only a spirit, but if I'm there, I have to be in peace with my body, you see?
Of course, yeah.
You cannot ignore it, so I have to be transparent to myself. Okay. The red, I use it for the red chakra, you know? This one who one who puts you on the floor and on the earth.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Katie Deslandes.
There is no frame because I like to be free.
Yes, of course. And yeah. The ocean is a free.
It's free. It's free to be quiet. It's also free to be very strong. And 2 years ago, I had an exhibition with 30 of that work in all over India. It was for the tsunami. So I present all my work about the sea and the tsunami. And I went in all Alliance Française, French Cultural Center, in all over India, Delhi, Chandigarh, Bangalore.
And is that
Chennai.
Why? Because I feel like it's a very rough painting, that the texture from the rope is very rough. Is that from the tsunami inspiration? Or?
Yes, because I paint with a bag of jute.
Okay.
And when there is a tsunami, you know, everything goes all together. The waves are very rough.
Took everything away, yeah.
Everything away. So the contrary of that is Ananda Shakti. Ananda, now it is peace. Now all the show is in peace. That is why it's horizontal and vertical.
No, now a little bit symmetrical peace. As well. Yeah.
Yes. It is in peace. And I choose the shore for the my painting because the shore is the place where the water meet the earth and also the fire with the sun and also the air and also the wood with the floating woods.
All the elements.
Yeah. All the elements are here.
Ah.
And on the shore, you are really with the cosmos and with yourself. If you see the, for example, the European people in the shore, they can be naked. But 20 meters after, they cannot be naked. And if you see, for example, Indian people, they do puja on the shore. Because the shore is a place where you are connected with gods. So it's really a place when you are with yourself. And for example, I have a movie about the women who are taking their bath here at Repo Beach. And this woman, you know, normally they have their sari or panjabi, and when they approach the shore, like, wow, they laugh, they're free. So that is a place. And also, if you see the highland, all the countries has been discovered by the shore because the boats arrive on the shore when you discover a land.
So it's a place of opportunity.
It's a place of opportunity. It's a place who belongs to everybody.
Yes.
You cannot have your house on the shore. And also because the shore is always changing, because you have the tides with the moon. Also because I have been sailing on the sea. And when you are sailing, you are really in contact with the world. You are alone. But even if you are two or three in the boat, well, you are in front of all the beauty, but also in front of all the dangers.
Yes.
So, at the contrary, those ones give a story about the earth. And all it is a ground of Auroville. I paint this painting for the 14th birthday of Auroville.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And these are the chakra.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And you have the colors of the chakra.
7.
And the blue one, the chakra of the throat, communication.
Because you're expressing yourself through this.
Yes.
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 Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And it's always the bag of jute. And always I like to, through my painting, like
use your arms.
Drops of rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what is this made of? Some sort of...
It's a gunny bag. I cut, and after stiffened. I stool, because my mother was a sewing woman.
Okay.
She was sewing. So it's also a feminine work to sew.
Very feminine, yes. Yeah. Creating these things. And I like it how the back of the sewing, the thread, trails behind.
Yes.
As if it's not finished or something.
Yes, because I like when the things are in process.
Yes.
For example, this evening at 5:30, I am going to present gestural art. This dancer is going to dance. And during that time, I am going to paint her. I see her, and suddenly very quick.
Yes.
And finish. I don't touch anymore.
I understand. So it's an impulse art. You don't have to think about it. You just...
I don't think. Just I feel.
You feel in it.
I feel the body of the dancer dancing. And suddenly, I threw my colors. It's a way for the woman to be free. That is why the woman like to dance. Because the society sometimes obliges the woman to be like that, to be beautiful like that, and so on. So when she's dancing, she's free.
Yes.
And she's also charming. And what is interesting, Madhumita is Odissi dancer, so she's a traditional dancer, but she's going to create contemporary dance with Odissi dance. She's going to create new form of Odissi dance, because she changed her dance because of my painting, and I changed my painting because of her dance.
Yes,
and synergy shakti is also the concept of
meeting
between the culture, and meeting also between the expression, dance and painting. Today you have movies of Christian Fat, a lot of re-expression, and you will have Lourdes Landman and Sia. They will show photo. So it's really a synergy between the woman, between the arts, and between also her group with the public. And Roville is a lovely place for that.